This Hamish and Andy podcast is the Better Bad Bits, brought to you by Blockbuster. Just be.
G'day, Hamish and Andy here with an exclusive podcast announcement.
Recently, with the news of Nikki Webster's 21st birthday coming up and the attempts to pay celebrities to be there, we decided to take matters into our own hands and do some praying, Sando. This is how it went.
Nikki Webster, 21st birthday's tomorrow, Ham.
Yeah.
Apparently, after doing a deal with a glossy mag, invites were sent out to all managers asking if their celebrities on their books would be interested in attending so there could be a few more celebrities in the photographs at taken at Nikki Webster's 21st.
And we're not just... This is not unnecessary Nikki bashing. I mean, she has done the deal. She decided to get a bit of publicity from the old 21st.
It's sanctioned a Nikki bash.
It's an interesting challenge that we've set each other.
It's more an experiment we're going today. Nothing to do with Nikki Webster.
If we wanted to do this, Andy and I's challenge today was this morning, make a few phone calls. We've got $1,000 each to play with.
Mm-hmm.
Each have to ring up from a made-up publicity company that's supposedly handling the celebrity guest list for Nikki's party.
Yep.
And see who can we get. That's the challenge. I'm pretty confident with mine, Ando.
Paper, rock, scissors to see who goes first.
Okay.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, rock. Oh. You always go scissors.
Because I'm sure that one day you'll think I don't go scissors.
All right, you have to go first. Who'd you choose to ring?
I called Harry and Miller. Represents a lot of people.
Huge celebrity book list.
$1,000, who can I get to attend Nikki Webster's 21st?
Or is that weird?
Harrier Miller Group, this is Alana.
Hello, Alana. My name is Paul Collins. I'm from Flame Publicity. How are you?
Well, thank you.
Yes, great. Look, I was wondering if I could speak to anyone about an invite that we sent.
Yeah.
We are doing a bit of work with the Nikki Webster 21st birthday party.
Yeah.
Did you receive that?
Did you send it by mail or email?
You should have got it. We sent it by both.
Not that I recall.
That's okay.
Was it to anyone in any of our clients in particular?
Just
or?
More of a general shout-out expression of interest. Right, off the top of your head, because we're looking at sort of this weekend, do you know anyone that might be available at short notice?
What kind of crowd are you looking for?
Really just in it, because it's been covered for OK magazine.
Mm-hmm.
We have $1,000 for just an appearance fee for whoever it may be, if they're of a suitable level.
All right. All I could really ask would be, I've got a couple of Big Brother girls from a few years ago. It would be Crystal Forskett and Danielle Foote.
Okay. Yeah. Do you reckon? Well, maybe if I could, I'll send you all the official info.
What I'll do is I'll pass it directly on to the girls and tell them to get back to me straight away on it if they're available, and I'll let you know ASAP.
So do you think we could get Crystal for $1,000?
I'm not sure. I'll have to check with her agent.
We'll take Danielle at a pinch, but we'd rather Crystal.
All right. No, look, that's fine. Leave it with me and I will get back to you ASAP.
Could I just say, Alana, too, if you could specify to them for the $1,000, okay, rather than just turning up, they would be expected to bring a massive present.
Yeah.
We'll provide that, obviously. Yeah. It's just a big box with the wrapping on it.
Yeah.
But so they just are seen bringing the big present.
Bringing the presents in, yeah.
And they would be expected to have a bit of a backstory about how well they know Nikki.
Right.
So if anyone asks, they can say where they met them.
All right, no problems, we can handle that.
Also, they do need to be there for the candles. So when there's the cake blowout, they need to be at least one of the first three people in to hug her and say, well done, happy 21st.
All right, no problems. And what time is it on? Is it on Saturday night?
Yeah.
What time?
Kick off at Sev's. Find for them to be there about 8.
8. All right, then. All right, leave it with me and I'll get back to you.
Okay, great. Fingers crossed for Crystal.
Okay, great. Thanks, Paul.
Super.
Bye. Bye.
Right.
Kick off at Sev's.
Sweet, though. Don't get there at 7. Desperate.
All right.
Apart from accepting the $1,000 to go to Nikki's birthday party. All right. So that's right. I could have got Crystal.
Crystal seems to be the person that they're going to inquire about. Good get.
Good Pretty get. Good.
I think I've done better. I do think I've done better when I called my said management company.
Big invite has gone around just in an effort to sort of boost up the celebrities in attendance. Anyone, were you happy to pay? Please come along.
You chose Harry and Miller.
And got, interest for Crystal. Previously, you know, she would have had to okay that, but good to know that I got a foot in the door there.
Crystal was your celebrity.
Rang Crystal and said, "Oh, look, you're going to be paid to attend a celebrity birthday party." Do you think Crystal will be like, "All right, well, how big's the cake? I jump out of, like, what are the dimensions? How long am I in there for?" No, this one's actually outside the cake. Oh, okay. It's exciting.
You were with Harry and Miller. I had IMG Ham. You have landed Crystal.
Yes.
As your celebrity. Confident that I've done better.
Have you?
Well,
you did. We did this earlier on today. Okay, let's hear how you went.
Good afternoon, IMG. Katie speaking.
Katie, John Welsh, how are you?
Hi, good, John. How are you?
Yeah, really well. Look, we've taken over the publicity for Nikki Webster's 21st. Happy birthday to her.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's, yes, I saw it, something about that, yeah.
It's on this weekend. We do have some money to spend. Just wondering, anyone on your books that might be a chance to come along this weekend?
What sort of personalities are you looking for? Our Sydney-based people are... we've got Jimmy Barnes, we've got Scott Cam.
Scott Cam.
Yep. Steve Price. Bianca Dye.
Bianca Dye, yep, sure. Barnesy, do you reckon Barnesy would come along and sing a song?
I couldn't be sure to tell you, but tell you the truth, if you want to email me something through, then...
Who else have we got? Happy to do flights. Who would be... I'm just trying to lock more people in. Who do you reckon we could get at short notice?
I'd have to ask around.
Of course.
I couldn't tell you. If you want to take my email address down and email the details, that'd be great.
Yep.
And I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Yep.
So you're actually offering appearance fees?
$1,000 is what we've got.
$1,000, okay.
So what kind of... Who are we talking about at $1,000, do you reckon? Barnesy?
I don't know. I'd have to go and check.
Yep.
It just depends on his availability and whatnot.
Sure.
But quite possibly. So definitely email something through. That'd be wonderful.
Okay, Barnesy. And the only thing he'd be expected to do is there'll be obviously just a few photos, the cutting of the cake, of course. Perhaps if we can get him close, because there's a couple of glossy mags that are going to be following the whole thing. So if we can get Barnesy close to Nikki for the cutting of the cake, maybe she'll kiss the nearest boy, you know? And that would be kind of the level we're looking at.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I'll tell you what, I'll get the details through to you, and then we'll take it from there.
That would be wonderful.
All right,
thank
Katie.
You ASAP, John. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Oh, you definitely win.
I know.
With Barnesy.
I have the working class man at my party for $1,000, Bob.
Don't know if he'd say yes. Nice of, very professional to pass it on.
Yes, but there you go.
Well done.
My Barnesy beats your Forskett.
Of course, we laugh because, you know, I'll do it for free. We just didn't get an invite.
There you go. And that was fun on our show. This is where it gets a little bit weird.
This is where it becomes a bit of a podcast exclusive. Nikki was obviously listening to the radio and a little bit annoyed that we were talking about the fact that they're trying to bolster up celebrity numbers for her 21st. So she called up to complain. Unfortunately, she called the wrong radio station, which confused everybody.
Here's the audio of Nikki Webster ringing Will and Limo to have a go at them and no one knowing what the hell's going on.
Let's give it a go. Let's just see if it is.
Okay.
What do you reckon?
We're trying
to work out. There's a caller who's come up on the screen here and just says Nikki Webster.
And we've asked, is it the real Nikki Webster? Is it the angel over
exactly.
The Olympics?
The Sydney Olympics. Australia's sweetheart, Nikki Webster. Is it that Nikki Webster?
It certainly is.
Is it really?
Oh, Nikki Webster.
Oh, my God. Hello, Nikki Webster.
I know this is weird.
This is exciting.
It's your birthday tomorrow, isn't it, Nikki?
It is. So you thought you'd take the piss out of me all afternoon. I was driving along and I thought, oh my God, they're talking about me. I'm kind of flattered that you're trying to find someone for my birthday, but
I reckon you've rung the wrong radio.
Oh,
talking about you, mate.
That might have been another one.
You've gone through to the wrong number. That's
really?
We love you on our station, Nikki Webster. Don't feel like that.
But we're happy for
we're happy that you've called. Someone else is talking about Nikki Webster. And we need to point this out. It was not us.
We need to point this out, yeah, because also Jimmy Barnes is in Thailand as well. So, you know, he was going to come, but, you know, doing my dirty work for me.
Well, Nikki,
I wish him $1,000 to spare.
Well, Nikki, this is Will and Limo.
Yeah, this is a bit awkward. You've rung the wrong station. This has got a bit weird, hasn't it?
So what is happening?
I'm happy to have her on the line, don't get me wrong.
What
this is a weird show today, isn't it?
So what is happening, Nikki, with your party tomorrow night? Yeah.
Well, it's not until Friday night, so Friday night. I think that's the same night as your spit roast, isn't it?
Oh, see, this is not us.
This is actually not us. This is a bit awkward.
She's not convinced.
Really, she's not convinced. She thinks it is us, and she thinks we're just pretending that it isn't us. All right, well, I think we'll have to sort this out off air now.
Yeah, we will.
We will have to sort this out off
air. We'll have to tell you, Nikki.
Have a good afternoon, guys.
See you, Nikki. That was hilarious. We haven't mentioned Nikki Webster once on this show today.
Clearly, another radio station.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess which one. I'm going to guess the one that's a little bit more popular than us. That doesn't narrow it down exactly. But... and anyway, so she's rung. Well, there you go. Someone else has been talking about Nikki Webster's birthday party. She's rung us. Pretty exciting, though, wasn't it? Well, they're talking to Nikki Webster.
I noticed we didn't get invited.
No.
The choice was yours to listen to this Hamish and Andy podcast. The choice to rent or buy is also yours at Blockbuster. Just be.